Welcome, everyone. Could be that we'll have some people continuing to join, thinking that we're starting at 10:10, since that's been our starting time all semester. But in finals week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, we have programs that begin at 10 and end at 10:30. And for first years, racking up convocation points, it's a double-double. 2 points each, 30 minutes only. This is a deal. Where are all the first-year students? I'm Brian Martin Burkholder, and today is the fall semester student recognition convocation. So a fair question this morning is, what do we mean by recognition? And for our purposes this morning, recognition is to formally acknowledge someone. And we are formally acknowledging students this morning who have achieved above and beyond in academic settings or in academic athletics or in other roles and ways, and or who have made significant contributions to the shared campus community experience. Now, all of us have left our mark and influenced one another in various ways this semester, truly. It takes more than a select few to have an impact. So, to some extent, this practice of recognition at the end of the semester is for all students and for all faculty and staff. Even so, we're celebrating achievement and contributions that stood out in some way to the presenters that you see on the stage and their respective departments and programs. One group for which I want to offer a shout out is the Campus Ministries team of pastoral assistants. And back in August, they began engaging the theme, What's Your Why?, related to the Common Read callings, the purpose and passion of work. They've been seeking better understandings of their sacred pathways and their leadership styles, and they've supported the Wednesday morning programming here in Lehman Auditorium, the convocation, the campus worship service, and also the convo breakout groups that occur across campus in different locations. And they've breathed life into other ministries on campus, such as PLACE, the accountability group that meets before celebration on Sundays, Inquire gatherings for asking genuine questions about faith and religion, the Celebration Service, ENC, Why Serve Leadership, and relational ministries such as peer mentoring for some of the first-year ministry assistants and writing notes of encouragement. PAs, some of them are in the foyer right now scanning folks in. I'm not seeing others here, though I think they're coming, so they might have missed this part. If you're a PA and you are here, please stand. I don't see anyone. So yeah, they're on staff, or they're still coming. This team of pastoral assistants has led with commitment, determination, and passion, sometimes amid difficult and challenging dynamics. There's Luke and Sarah in the back standing. Several of the PAs are finishing their time this semester, including Luke Hertzler and Sarah Beiler, Anna Lee Martin, and Lindsay Acker. And others are continuing, and we'll have one or two PAs joining in January for that spring semester team. So even though they're mostly not here, Luke and Sarah are here. Let's show appreciation for their leadership this semester. And pass that on, if you would, Sarah and Luke. From this point, we'll move through the program as smoothly as possible. And one thing that will help is if you refrain from offering applause until all students being recognized are named and preferably up here on the stage. So we'll applaud one time for each group, and that'll help us a lot. So thank you for coming and supporting and appreciating one another.
Would Anna Hunter-Nichols and Jasmine Wilson please stand if you're here? My name is Jenny Holsinger, and I'm here on behalf of the Department of Applied Social Sciences. And I'm pleased to recognize Anna and Jasmine for their outstanding leadership of the Take Back the Night Student Committee this year. Thank you, Anna and Jasmine. for your time, energy, creativity, and commitment to this very important event. Please thank them when you see them. Thank you.
Will Allison Shelley, Ruth Reimerberg, and Anissa Leonard please come forward? And while they do so, I'm Rachel Roth-Swatsky, Associate Dean of Students, and it is my privilege to acknowledge these three women. Allison, Ruth, and Anissa have served the student body with distinction this semester as elected members of the Student Government Association. All three of these individuals have approached the responsibility with thoughtful maturity, wisdom, and integrity. We thank them for their service. Thank you, ladies.
Good morning, I'm James Richardson and I'm representing the music department. I'd like to ask Leah Wenger, Kiara Norman, Elliot Bowen, Hannah Menifee, and Sarah Ressler to come forward. And I'll just begin saying a short word about each. Leah is a true musician, a scholar, double majoring in music and psychology. In fact, just this past week she gave a fascinating presentation on the psychological profile of genius, focusing on a 19th century composer, Robert Schumann. And you can look forward to that when she presents in the upcoming spring for the ACE Festival. In addition, she's a role in Beauty and the Beast. And so all of these students, all five, we want to recognize for their contribution to the department. And Leah's not here. Never mind. All four up here. Similarly, Kiara Norman, here comes Leah, is a voice performance major, actually also a double major, who's done some research on the same composer that Leah did, only his wife, who is equally, if not more deserving, to meet the history books in terms of her composition. And so that'll make another fascinating ACE presentation in the spring. We're also grateful to Kiara for her excellent music making, and you likely heard her if you're at the, well, you would have heard her if you were at the November Gala. She was our featured soprano soloist. Sarah Ressler does not fit in because she is the only non-music major up here, but that means anybody can still make a contribution for the music department. And she contributes to wind ensemble, jazz ensemble, university choir, and will also be in next semester's Beauty and the Beast. I keep getting that plug in there. Come see Beauty and the Beast next semester. Our jazz and wind ensemble conductor Bob Curry writes, "Non-music majors like Sarah are one of the reasons the EMU ensembles grow and improve. Thank you for your contribution, Sarah." Elliot is a particularly expressive, concise, and sensitive composer and choral musician with a strong leadership record. Our composition teacher, Ryan Keyball, writes, "He has experienced, delighted, and excelled in the various aspects of writing music. Our department derives a great deal of pleasure working with him." And Hannah, who will be doing her student teaching next semester, just gave a wonderful clarinet recital this past month. She's modest, yet generous in her recognition of the work of others, and one of the friendliest people that you'll meet, which makes her a great collaborator and student in our department. We look forward to her inspiring others with her own musicianship and her gifts as a teacher. So please join me in giving these folks some applause.
Would Sarah Beth Rank come up, please? I'm Linda Nagy, Director of the Academic Success Center. Sarah Beth is given a peer tutoring award today for her 3 years of excellent peer tutoring in the Academic Success Center. Sarah Beth was part of our inaugural year of Work with STEM course embedded tutoring in 2016-17 and has been committed to working with math students each semester that she's been on campus since then. Thank you, Sarah Beth, and we wish you well during your student teaching experience in the spring.
Good morning, my name is Kate Clark, and this is Audrey Myers from the nursing department here at EMU. And would Raleigh Wade, Taylor Fink, and Lori Sorrell please come up? Each semester, the nursing department gives three awards to senior nursing students. These awards are chosen by nominations from both faculty and students within the department. The first award is the Sacred Covenant Award, which is given to the student who exemplifies EMU's unique approach to nursing, which recognizes the nurse-client relationship as holy ground. And this award goes to Raleigh Wade. The second award is the Academic Achievement Award, which is given to the student who displays excellence in their academics during the nursing program. And this year, this award goes to Taylor Fink. And finally, the Servant Leader Award is given to the nursing student who shows a deep level of caring and is an example to the entire nursing department in service and leadership. And this award goes to Lori Sorrell. Congratulations to each of you, and we're so proud.
I'd like to invite Kirby Broadnax, Renata Loberg, Katrina Poplett, and Michaela Waters Crittenden to the stage. My name is Amy Knorr, and I'm the Peacebuilding Practice Director at the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding. One of my favorite things about working with CJP is how our students continually teach and inspire us as faculty and staff. They do this through sharing their insights, challenging us, and through their actions in the broader community. Faculty and staff have nominated these students for their rich contributions to the life of CJP and the university. Kirby, for her sensitivity in designing and facilitating dialogue around the doctrine of discovery and the film, The Eagle and the Condor. Her work with Take Back the Night and for her contributions around responding to sexual harms. Katrina, for her dedicated work facilitating, designing, and securing CJP grant funding for EMU's first training in restorative justice, as well as her work facilitating dialogue around the film The Eagle and the Condor. Michaela, for her committed work in designing and facilitating Community Grounding Day, as well as designing and facilitating EMU's first training in restorative justice. Renata, for her tireless work in proposing, designing, and facilitating CJP's first Community Grounding Day. Thank you all.
Could Riley Schwarzentruber please come up? Riley is one of the winners of the 2019 NAMPA Summit College Photography Scholarship Program. According to NAMPA's website, this scholarship enables students to participate in the Summit College Photography Scholarship Program and the biennial NAMPA Nature Photography Summit. This is a great time of fellowship with some of the top nature photographers and includes outstanding opportunities to network with peers and professionals, attend workshops, and photograph in the field alongside professional photographers and mentors. Scholarship awardees will also participate in a field-based storytelling project for a Summit area client. Past participants have described their experiences during the NAMPA college program with phrases like inspiring, incredible, or even life-changing. It is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make personal contacts with the top pros in nature photography, editors, and other industry leaders. Congratulations, Riley.
I'm James DeBoer, the Sports Information Director here. I have a list of athletes I'll read through in a little bit. It's a wide array of honors that these folks are given. Some are departmental awards, the Royals Athlete of the Week. I'll tell you a bit about that in a second. A lot of the other ones are conference or regional ones. You'll hear me say ODAC a lot. That's the abbreviation for our conference, the Old Dominion Athletic Conference. I rattle off a lot of abbreviations, and I just assume people know what they are. I figured I better clarify with this one. But one of the things that's really exciting for me is the Royals Athlete of the Week Award. A lot of people probably think that it's just flat out honors for your performance on the field or on the course. We actually take into consideration other things as well, which includes their work in the classroom or their work as part of being a teammate. There's a lot that goes into being a team that we find in sports. And I also see that as we honor other, through other departments, as we honor folks here today, is just the widespread way that our student athletes are getting a college education through all sorts of other areas. And it's really exciting to see that model that we talk about in our department of Division III athletics, where we're getting a wide balance look at the student and the athlete, and it's fun to see it represented here. Not all of our student athletes could be here today because a lot of them have other commitments off campus, from internships to student teaching, so you won't see quite everyone come up. But as I read your names, please come on up. From the women's cross country team, Elizabeth Nisley, all ODAC second team and Royals Athlete of the Week, and also Lori Serrell, all ODAC second team. From the field hockey team, Lauren Hartzler, Royals Athlete of the Week, Skylar Hedgepeth, all ODAC third team, Kayla Merritt, all ODAC second team and Royals Athlete of the Week, and Kelsey Troyer, Royals Athlete of the Week, and also the EMU record for career saves. Men's golf this fall, Austin Sox, Royals Athlete of the Week, and from women's golf, Olivia Longacre was an ODAC Golfer of the Week. From the men's soccer team, Emmanuel Boema, all ODAC first team, Royals Athlete of the Week, and United Soccer Coaches All South Atlantic Region First Team. Joshua Chiquillo was an ODAC Player of the Week and a Royals Athlete of the Week. Dave Drafton was All ODAC Third Team. Eric Peachy was a Royals Athlete of the Week. And Dominic Powers, All ODAC Third Team. From the women's soccer team, Leah Winger was Royals Athlete of the Week. And we also have a team award. We won't bring the whole team up here because that would fill the stage. But they did earn a United Soccer Coaches Team Academic Award, which is very exciting. From the women's volleyball team, Hannah Johnson was named the Route 42 Classic All-Tournament Team and Royals Athlete of the Week. Maria Yoder, Blue Jay Classic All-Tournament Team, Royals Athlete of the Week. And the College Sports Information Directors of America Academic All-District Team. And also the women's volleyball team earned the American Volleyball Coaches Association Team Academic Award. Again, we're not bringing the whole volleyball team up here either, but they certainly deserve appreciation as a group. This is our group. Let's have a big hand for our student athletes.
In years past, we've held this this particular recognition on the Friday of when we had the Wednesday-Friday chapel, and we seldom, if ever, kept to 30 minutes. Today, we moved it into this week, the Tuesday of finals week, and we're done in 20. I imagine that's a transitional issue. Maybe by next year, we'll have more. I will say that the spring semester student recognition ceremony will happen within the 50-minute convocation, the final one of spring semester, and we'll expect it to be much larger, and we look forward to that. Before you go, especially if you're sitting with someone you know, turn and tell them what you recognize them for, their contribution, and then feel free to go. Doing well in finals, coming back tomorrow for the China cross-cultural presentation at 10 a.m. right here.